Welcome to Uncomplicating Weight Loss and Life. I'm your host, Eva Rodriguez, former HR executive turned holistic life, health, and weight loss coach. In this podcast, I'll teach you how to lose weight without dieting, how to exercise to burn fat and reshape your body, and how to lose the mental and emotional weight that keeps you stuck. My life has given me lots of twists, turns, and traumas, but instead of defeating me, it's made me strong as fuck. I've been able to turn my hot mess into a fiery message that if I can transform my health and my life, so can you. And it doesn't have to be complicated. As we continue with my transformational toolkit series, in this episode, I'm going to share how the somatic practice of EFT tapping has helped me and my clients with not only weight loss and emotional eating, but also with dealing with stress and anxiety. Plus, at the end of this episode, I'm going to share exactly how I've been incorporating EFT tapping as a bridge to create new breakthroughs in my life and my business, and also transform my mindset during some of my more challenging times. In case you're not familiar with EFT tapping, it's a somatic technique with neurological effects. I've actually been certified as an EFT practitioner for several years, and I recently started to really dive back into it as part of my mental hygiene, and that's why I wanted to share this tool with my listeners as well during this transformational series, because it's definitely a tool that I think everyone should have in their toolkit. EFT tapping, also known as emotional freedom technique, is a mind-body therapy that draws on the traditional Chinese medicine practice of acupuncture, and it's used today as a self-help approach in modern psychology. It involves tapping key acupressure points on your hands, face, and body with your fingertips while focusing on uncomfortable feelings or concerns and using positive affirmations to neutralize those feelings. Research suggests that EFT tapping can relieve stress and anxiety, diminish food cravings, create freedom from emotional eating, improve performance, and even help relieve symptoms of PTSD. Specific to weight loss, several studies have shown that EFT tapping is a powerful weight loss tool, with one study in 2016 finding that EFT was comparable to CBT, which is cognitive behavioral therapy, at reducing food cravings. Another study was conducted in 2018 with 76 participants over a six-week course focused on improving emotional eating and treating emotional triggers associated with food. The results show that during the course, participants lost an average of 1 pound per week. Between when the course ended and the one-year follow-up, participants continued to lose weight, about 2 pounds per month. Another study conducted in 2019 with 200 participants showed that after just a four-day EFT training workshop, cravings levels went down by 74%. And a study conducted in 2022 on a tapping for weight loss program helped participants lose an average of 13 pounds over 6 weeks. In addition to changing the numbers on the scale and reducing the intensity of food cravings, tapping has also been proven to help people who are overweight to improve their mental health. As a weight loss coach, I love using this tool with my clients because tapping helps lead to long-term, sustainable changes in their weight loss. It's not about a quick win or losing a lot of weight super fast only to gain it back a little while later. With tapping, the improvements are maintained over time. In the studies that I just mentioned, when researchers followed up with the participants 6 months later, 1 year later, and even 2 years after the initial tapping study was completed, they found that the participants' weight was still down or decreased even more than when the study was concluded. Their cravings were still lower and they still felt better in terms of depression, anxiety, and mental health. So while most weight loss programs and diets that offer quick results only really offer band-aid solutions that only maybe work in the short term, EFT tapping is a technique that leads to permanent changes. One of the reasons tapping is such a powerful tool is that it helps address the root of the issue, whether it's your stress, emotional triggers, limiting beliefs, old thinking patterns. And by doing that, it allows you to make sustainable changes in your life and gain control when it comes to your eating and lifestyle choices. So why exactly is EFT tapping so helpful for losing weight? A major reason is stress. High stress leads to weight gain, not only because it often leads to unhealthy habits like overeating, over-snacking, over-drinking, but also when your body is under high stress, it will go into survival mode and it will hold on to fat. If you have a stressed out body and a stressed out mind, you're more likely to hold on to excess weight. When we're stressed, our stress hormone cortisol goes up, and cortisol can increase our appetite and sugar cravings. Research on tapping shows that tapping can help the brain turn down the biological stress response and has been shown to reduce cortisol levels by 43%. So the more you can release stress, the healthier your mind and body will become. And the healthier your mind and body become, the more likely you'll be able to maintain a healthy weight. EFT tapping is a highly effective tool for reducing your overall stress and rewiring your neural pathways. And one thing I know for certain, our old thought patterns play a huge role in whether or not we'll be able to lose weight and keep it off. Tapping doesn't just help with mindset work, it also helps with calming your nervous system so that you can regulate your emotions better and make better choices from a clearer headspace. I'm going to link my EFT tapping for weight loss video in the show notes. It's around 4.5 minutes long, and I recommend doing it once a day for at least 60 days to really start rewiring your neural pathways. I'm also going to link the video where I demonstrate the 9 tapping points, since describing them on this episode without visuals may be confusing if you've never actually seen an EFT tapping sequence. So here's how you can start tapping. There are 9 main tapping points, and we start with the one on your hand known as the karate chop point, which is on the outer edge of your hand right under your pinky finger. The other points are your eyebrow point, where your eyebrows begin, closest to the bridge of your nose, side of the eye, on the bone directly along the outside of your eyes, under eye, on the bone directly under your eye, under nose, the area directly beneath the nose and above the upper lip, chin point, the area below your bottom lip and above the chin, right in the crease. The collarbone point, which you'll find if you touch where your collarbones meet in the center and then go down an inch and out an inch on either side, under your arm, about 4 inches beneath your armpit, which is usually where you'll find your bra line, top of the head, directly on the crown of your head, and some variations of EFT may also include tapping on your wrists. The very first thing you want to do at the start of your tapping session is identify a feeling or situation that's bothering you. Because once you have that, you're able to create your setup statement that acknowledges this feeling or problem, followed by a phrase of acceptance. This is known as the setup statement, and it lays the groundwork for what's called the disconfirming experience. This means that it helps us to see our issue for what it really is, as opposed to our emotional response to it. So step one, identify something that's bothering you. Step two, rate the intensity on a scale of 0 to 10, 10 being the absolute worst it could ever be. Step three, now you're creating your setup statement. A statement that describes your issue and includes a component of self-acceptance. For example, even though I feel out of control around food, I am doing my best and fully love and accept myself. Or, even though I'm unhappy with my current weight, I deeply and completely love and accept myself. Step four, you're going to repeat the setup statement 3 times, and then you'll start tapping on the 9 tapping points. After going through the tapping sequence, you're going to rate the intensity again from 0 to 10, and you'll repeat the steps until the number decreases and you feel better. Oftentimes, my clients will start with a rating of a 9 or a 10, and after tapping for a few minutes, they're able to get the intensity down to a 1 or a 0. Keep in mind that EFT tapping is a tool that needs to be used consistently in order to work consistently. I always say it's very similar to meditation, but sometimes it's a little easier than meditation for those of us who have a hard time sitting still. And just like meditation, the more you do it, the more of a positive effect it will have on your mental health, on calming your nervous system, and helping to rewire your old limiting beliefs that will pop up every now and then. Now, as promised, here's the method that I've been doing in my own self-coaching practice, where I've started to combine journaling, self-coaching, and tapping. Now, I'm not going to pretend like I created this method, but I don't know anyone else that does it this way, so just saying. I am kind of brilliant. Here's what I do. When I'm doing my daily thought download in my journal, and really all that is just me writing down all of my thoughts to clear out my head so that I can pinpoint any challenges or points of confusion or overwhelm that I may be experiencing in that moment. Then through my self-coaching, I'm writing down where I currently am and where I want to be. And by the way, this is the most basic explanation of what mindset coaching is. Your coach helps you go from where you are to where you want to be using lots of different tools, like some of the ones that I am sharing during this limited series, right? And we use those tools to get you through what we call in coach speak, the river of misery or the river of confusion. That's why it's so important to be clear on what your goals are, right? One really good question to ask yourself is, who do I need to become in order to achieve this goal? So once I figure that out, what would I be doing? What would I be thinking? How would I be showing up? Answering all of those questions is what helps me to create my tapping sequence to bridge the gap between where I am and where I want to be. I start with acknowledging where my mindset is, how I'm feeling about it, and then using where I want to be and how I'm going to feel when I've arrived at that future state. And I tap and coach myself across that bridge until it feels aligned in my mind, body, and spirit. Incorporating this mind, body, spirit element into my practice makes it that much more powerful for me so that it forces me to get out of my head. And that's one of the reasons why I've added this back into my daily routine, because I can be very cerebral sometimes when I'm trying to solve my own problems. So in order to get myself out of that space and into my body and into my feelings, this method really helps me do that. And this is the type of deep somatic healing work that speeds up my clients' results as well. It goes so much deeper than quick fixes and just tell me what to eat, right? Those are just band-aids. When you learn how to use these tools, you're learning how to heal from the inside out. You're learning how to change how your brain makes connections. You're learning how to better manage your thoughts and your feelings so that you're less prone to self-sabotage and falling into the fuck it bucket. And that is how you create permanent change. None of these quick fixes, 10-day challenges, 10-day cleanses, none of that shit is going to get you permanent results. But deep dive somatic coaching absolutely will. So if this episode resonated with you, I invite you to book a call for my one-on-one coaching so that we can deep dive into your limiting beliefs and your self-sabotaging tendencies and the thought patterns that are keeping you stuck so that you can finally drop the emotional, mental, and physical weight for good. And that's all for today. Bye for now. Thanks so much for tuning into today's episode. To learn more about how to work with me, go to eva.fit and click on the Work With Me button. While you're there, be sure to check out my free weight loss resources so that you can get a jump start on your journey. I'll see you there.